self-medicating, craving punishment. Blaming myself for a world on fire. No more shame, no more pity, no more.
Good evening and welcome to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. This is your fortnightly dose of goth, industrial, electronic, and alternative and stuff like that. Anything I can kind of pretend fits into that wide-ranging list of genres. And tonight I've started with Combi Christ, with Never Surrender from the latest album, Making Monsters. And that latest album's actually not so bad. On first listen I was thinking, there's not much here to grab me, but it's growing on me, it's a slow grower. And later on in the show, I'll be bringing you the usual mixture of things like a rundown of gigs and clubs in the area that are coming up, and a bit of news going on. And I've also got another interview that myself and Jane from the Mischief Show over in Manchester did at this year's Infest. This time it's with Thomas from Nacmar, and I'll be playing that in a little bit. But for the time being, I'm going to continue with something from the latest Birthday Massacre album. This is Pins and Needles.
Yeah.
Right, that was Grendel with Shortwired, and before that we had The Birthday Massacre with the title track from their latest album, Pins and Needles. Now, I'm going to mention slightly later on in the show that they're actually touring. I think I mentioned that on the last show, and there's a gig coming up at Sheffield Corporation, but I'll give you those details later. Well, shortly after this, which is the interview with Thomas from Nachmar, taken about a month ago now at Infest this year.
This is Nigel from Dark Simulation. Jane from the Miss Ginny Show, backstage at Infest 2010. We're interviewing Nachmar.
Thomas. Yes.
Thomas.
Hello. Hi there.
Hiya. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. We survived the protests. We got in safe and sound to the venue. All good. And we're looking forward to the festival and playing tomorrow.
Cool.
Are there any artists that have been influential to you in your music?
It's actually, I have to go back to the roots. I think one of the first bands that really made me do like industrial was early Wumpscut stuff. That was like the stuff that really got me into electro industrial, because it was the first kind of electronic music that, in my opinion, had the emotion of metal, because that's what I listened to before, a lot of black and death metal, and that had the same kind of emotion, but was another instrumentation. So that was like the stuff that really got me into that stuff. Of course, also Frontline Assembly, Skinny Puppy, all that stuff. So I would consider that as a very early influence that started off when I started off, and of course all my metal past, and also my experience as a black metal vocalist and bass player came into play with all the early records. And then like with my past with La Mortelle and for Nachmar especially, there a lot of influences from contemporary techno artists like Chris Liebig, for example, or all those kind of like hard dance artists, Moro Picotto, all that kind of hard style and hard trance stuff was very influential for me.
Yeah. Metal is one of the things that we quite often, when bands always say, so many people are influenced by metal music,
yeah.
and the dance as well. With your audiences, do you find, is it mainly the kind of gothic scene, or do you get people coming to your gigs who are sort of from that kind of dance?
Yeah, there are a few, but there's people like slowly coming in, because like also, especially in Germany and Austria, like with all the cyber stuff coming more into the clubs, there's a lot of hard trance played at the clubs, and therefore the crowd starts to mix a bit. Also, people who come from a hard style background, they're coming to industrial clubs, and they find out about all those styles that sound similar but have these hardstyle influences but are basically industrial, and so the crowd start to mix a bit, but basically it's still an electro-industrial crowd.
Have you been at Infest all weekend? Did you
get we came in this morning.
All right.
And yeah, we just been here a few hours ago, picked up our passes, looked around, and we came back to the hotel, rested a bit, because we all got up at 4 a.m. in the morning to catch an early flight. So yeah.
So you, what are you thinking? I guess this is your first time at Infest.
It is. Yeah. I heard a lot about it, and it's really too early to say anything. Yeah. I only can say that I'm looking forward to it, because all my friends from the UK, they were all speaking very highly of the festival and of the atmosphere, and as I have a lot of friends here, so that's also for me is a special moment to see all those people again and hang out and have fun. But I think I can't have a resume yet.
Yeah,
so
later.
Early.
Are there any artists that you are particularly listening to at the moment or like?
Oh yeah, it's so maybe wrong for the people who enjoy my music, but I picked up the album of Hertz. You know, the band from Manchester, I picked it up and 2 days ago when I fell in love with it. I think it's my record of the year.
Ah, that is an album I'm really looking forward to hearing.
Yeah? You want to contribute anything? Cyrex from XRX wants to contribute anything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's your record of the month so far? Which record did you buy in the last month that you really, really like? Come on, shoot. Lady Gaga. No.
No.
Oh yeah.
I think Headhunters Musical Impressions.
Okay. thanks for your contribution. So yeah, I'd say that the Hurts album was really, I heard a lot about it, and the, I wasn't too keen on the single and Wonderful Life, but the rest of the album is amazing. I was totally blown away.
Wow.
That's probably that's probably, yeah, because it's like early, it's like totally 80s without sounding sounding like all of those Depeche Mode copies we have in the scene.
Yeah.
It's like people have been trying to copy Depeche Mode and all this and Camouflage so hard.
Yeah.
With all those scene bands you have around, they all try to get that sound. And then this band from Manchester comes around and they outdo everybody.
Yeah.
It was I was blown away because it's 80s sound.
Yeah. But it's very original.
But it's it doesn't sound like a ripoff. It's more like a tribute thing, but it has its own style and this. Because I was totally I'm totally fed up with all those Depeche Mode copies, and this is like it takes influence but carries it on into the modern modern pop life pop music scene. Great. Great album. I think the official release date is the 9th of September.
Yeah, it's soon, I know.
I got a promo before, so...
I've just hooked on the single so far.
Yeah.
It's quite odd you're saying
you the album is so much better. There's one... They have a duet with Kylie Minogue.
And, I read that.
And it's like... And you wouldn't expect something like that from Kylie Minogue. It's so good. It's amazing. Yeah, check it out.
Cool. You're Austrian?
Yes.
Not German?
Yes.
I saw your post on Facebook. So why would you rather be mistaken for a Texan?
I would rather be mistaken for every other country than being German. Because it's hard to complain, but to explain, I think it's more like maybe the relationship the Irish have with the English. It's like we and the Germans, we just have a very, very bad relationship, which goes down for years and years and years, and it's deep within our country's souls, and it's not hatred or anything. It's just like they stand for different values than we do. We in Austria, we are more in like easygoing, relaxed lifestyle. We have a lot of more influences from Eastern European or Mediterranean lifestyles.
Yeah.
Like it's much more relaxed, less focused on work. In Austria, everything is much more like enjoying life and enjoying good food and having traditional values. And in Germany, it's all like, fuck tradition, we have to move on and we have to embrace all other values that we can get because we are not allowed or we don't want to have our own culture from the past.
Yes.
And we in Austria are totally different because we are really focused on our past and about the if it's influences from back in the early ages and from medieval times. We really have a lot of traditional gatherings and we still celebrate like heaven. A lot of heaven and pagan fests, Easter fires, and all the kinds of stuff, which doesn't happen in Germany at all.
Right.
We have this very strong traditional element, which is completely not happening in Germany. And that's where the cultures clash.
Yeah.
There's a lot of culture clash. And also food, for example, is always, I think, you can evaluate the culture of a country and of a people very good by their relationship to food. Food in Germany is basically for nourishment between working hours.
Mm-hmm.
And in Austria, it's like you have to work to have enough money for food.
You've got a very distinctive image for Naxwar. What influenced that? Where did that...
Where did it come from? Okay, that's also a long story, but as you see, I like to talk, so... The basic idea behind that was that before I had chosen the path of becoming a musician, I was in the army, and I wanted to become an officer, and I already made plans to enroll in the military academy, but it didn't happen because I had the chance to like become a pro musician, so I chose that path instead.
Mm-hmm.
But through the time I spent in the army before, I found a lot of parallels between the life in the army as a soldier and the life of a musician, because it's the same. You train for a very long time and then you have like single incidents where you need all your training and your practice and stuff like that, and you're far away from home and all these kinds of feelings, and you have very strong comradeship between your bandmates and also with other musicians. When you meet other musicians, it instantly works, and all this kind of stuff. If you think very closely, there is a lot of stuff that is similar between the lifestyles, And that's why I've chosen this militant imagery to get this across, like we are soldiers of sound and we shoot with bass drums instead of guns.
Brilliant. And I think a lot of your male audience particularly like the dancing girls.
Yeah, they're not dancing. I always say I have the decadent luxury of having a live stage decoration.
I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Is there anyone you'd really like to work with that you've not had a chance to yet?
Oh, like my obvious idols, like Peter Gabriel and Trent Reznor, probably. Big Peter Gabriel fan here.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, like that's like the thing. If you make like hard music all day, if you sit in the studio like 6-8 hours a day, you can't be blasting industrial after work. It's impossible.
Yes.
So like I barely listen to industrial when I'm not in a club or when I'm not working on music.
Yeah.
I just listen to it like analytical for DJ sets and stuff like that. But when I listen to music, I mostly listen to more calm stuff, like a lot of neo folk, a lot of more ambient stuff, and like Peter Gabriel is like one of my favorites.
Oh, and that's brilliant. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Was Nakmar with Madchen in uniform, and before that I aired the interview that myself and Jane from the Miss Jeannie Show did with Thomas backstage at Infest this year I believe that was on the first day of Infest, so it was before they actually played, and quite an interesting chap as you can hear, although I've got to disagree with him on the Hurts album. I think the two singles are still the outstanding tracks, and now I've heard it. Obviously, that was recorded way before I heard it, so there's a bizarre time-shifting overlap here. But yes, I disagree on the Hurts album thing, but the rest of that was quite fascinating, actually. I wasn't expecting the lead singer of someone like Nakmar to turn around and
say that a massive Peter Gabriel fan. So, kind of understandable, though, as he explained. Right, now it's time to run down gigs, clubs, and a bit of news as well, releases and things like that. So I'm going to start with the releases. Something that's crept up on me is Covenant have announced they're going to release a new single called Lightbringer on October the 22nd. So I had no idea they were working on new material. They've fallen off my radar a little. But yes, that means new stuff from them, which is always good. We'll have to wait and see what that sounds like. Slightly differently, though, Ice and Tiller have got a new album coming out. Now, they haven't explicitly mentioned a date, but it's out either later this month or early the following month. So it's different in the way that we can actually have a listen to it. If you go to iceandtiller.com, I think you can preview one of two tracks. There's a track called Dying and Falling, which is the title track of the album, and there's another track called Swimmers Can Drown. I think they both can be previewed at iceandtiller.com. So go along there, see what you think of their sound. I don't think they're downloadable yet, otherwise I'd have downloaded one and played it on the show, but yes, you can actually have a listen to what their upcoming stuff is going to sound like. It's also worth mentioning that Angel Spit's new CD, the kind of mostly remix CD, partly some new material CD, called Lava Paper Tank Coffin, and that can be previewed if you search for Angel Spit on Last FM, and that's due very soon. I believe that's due next week. I've got October the 10th written down here, so yeah, that's starting next week. Awesome stuff from them. Well, looking forward to it being awesome stuff. And the last bit of news is not a release, actually. It's almost the opposite of a release. It's Trent Reznor has announced he's working on a TV miniseries named Year Zero, named after his album from about 2007. So it's presumably going to be kind of quite grim, futuristic type stuff, and it's combined with working with the American network HBO, and HBO generally seem to air a lot of good stuff. There's a lot of TV series that have come from them, so that is looking all really interesting, the fact that that's been announced. Unfortunately, the fact that it's been announced and Trent is working on the script at the moment means it won't be around for quite a while. We've got a bit to wait for that. We've got the script to be done, we've got the series to be filmed, then aired, and usually these things get aired in America first, so that's going to be quite a bit of a wait. But it does mean that, you know, these things are in the pipeline. It's quite nice to hear about them, then forget about them, then a year or so down the line go, oh yeah, that thing's come out, I don't remember talking about that. So yes, no doubt that'll creep up on me in about a year's time. Gigs and clubs, though, these should creep up on us in a few days' time, in fact. There doesn't seem to be much occurring this coming weekend. It seems like a slight lull in the calendar, but the first thing I've got listed is Friday the 15th of October, Deviation relaunch. Now, this is the Deviate Club Night, or Deviation Club Night, that's been quite a regular thing in York, or was quite a while ago, and is coming back. Now, this is at the Stereo in York, and is starting with a couple of bands, Luxury Stranger and Berlin Black. That's going to be £5 on the door. It's going to run from 7:30 till 2 a.m, and I couldn't find a website for it, but I did find a Facebook event, so get onto Facebook, have a search for the Deviation relaunch event if you need any more details. The following day, Saturday the 16th of October, is the Wendy House, the third Saturday of the month, as usual, held at Leeds University Union. Runs from 10 p.m. till 3 a.m. and is £5 on the door. It's got the main room of kind of goth, 80s, cheese, bit of everything going on there, rock, alternative, and it's got the Mutate Room, which is kind of harder and more electronic stuff going on there, and more information can be found at www.thewendyhouse.org. On Sunday the 17th of October, there is the Birthday Massacre playing the Corporation in Sheffield. Now, tickets for that are £11 in advance, and the doors are at 7 p.m. More information about that will be found at corporation.org.uk. And looking on till the end of the month, there's Saturday the 30th of October is Carpe Noctem at the Zoo Bar in Bradford. This one is a zombie special with Flesh Eating Foundation on stage at 10 p.m. I think the night runs from 8:30 till 3 a.m. so you've got a bit of a gap there. I think there's also going to be a support band who haven't been announced yet, and that's going to be £3 on the door if you're just dressed normal, and £2 if you're more zombified. More details on that one can be found at gothupnorth.co.uk. Now, it's always worth mentioning there's Bad Moon Rising every Thursday night at the Zoo Bar, free entry here in Bradford, and there's the restarted Black Sheep over in Leeds on a Sunday at Bar Santiago. So lots of stuff going on. Weekly nights, gigs, clubs, all kinds of stuff. Oh, that's quite a list. I think it's time for more tunes. Here's a fairly old track, actually. This should be some Angel's Bit.
With this bass, IV shake. Fingers to bow, manipulate. Stroke the string, I seduce. Blocking ears has no use. Twist the knob, turn up the pain. Sensual to the extreme. Conic pleasure that will bring. Here is the beat that will make you sing.
Music to ears.
Bullet and cradle.
Chaos to mind.
Fingers on string.
Tears to body.
Lips on barrel.
Bang.
Make you sing. Your will. Angel of light gave me a ring. Now comes the noise that will make you sing.
Music to ears.
Bullet and cradle.
Chaos to mind.
Fingers on string.
Disease to body.
Lips on barrel.
Bang.
Make you sing.
Crank it up.
You are still listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM, and you heard the Urseus Exit with King from the album Compensation for the Sound of Silence. They're a band that have completely crept up on me, and I think that album is just incredibly good. If you like that kind of straightforward melodic synth pop type stuff, it's a quality album indeed. It's been on my playlist for quite a while now. And it's not getting off, I think. Before that, we had Frontline Assembly with Shifting Through the Lens from Improvised Electronic Device, their latest album. And to be honest, I think that's the single they released first. And I still think that's one of the strongest tracks on the album. It's a pretty good album, but certainly that single, I think, is a massively standout one. And before that, we had Angel Spit, who have got the upcoming remix CD on its way with... potentially some. Well, I think it's got 4 new tracks and 8 remixed ones. So hopefully, by the time the next show airs, I'll have that in my hand and be able to play you some of that stuff. But today, I played you "Make You Sin" from Crankhouse, which is one of their earlier releases, quite a few years ago now, but still a stomping little album and just a lot of fun, really. I think I'm gonna go a bit in the kind of away from the brand new stuff now and play some old school stuff. So you know, I've been focusing on the new stuff for quite a bit, and, you know, I just do like some of the old stuff, and it's worth ripping out every now and again. And this is well old. Again, like Angel Spit, this band have got something coming out soon. This is Covenant, but this is from Northern Light from a couple of albums ago, and this is called The Ship's Port.
Ships to port. the count is coming voices, like whispers in the dark.
Was Covenant with Call the Ships to Port from Northern Light. This has been Nige bringing you Dark Simulation, and I'll be back in a fortnight's time as usual, and I will leave you tonight with another track that I just think is stompingly good. This is the rock industrial awesome people called Rammstein doing Ich Tu Due from their latest album Lieb Ist Für Alle Da.
Nein, und für die Nagetiere ein. Ich tue